Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Para año la felicidad.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. Sup with you?
Oh man, freaking Carl's been having seizures nonstop.
No, I thought he was doing better.
He was. He had a whole month out of seizure, and then like 2 days ago, he had like a little one, and then he had a big one, and then he had like a bunch of little ones, and he's been at the hospital or the vet hospital for the past like 24 hours. He like upped his dosage, and like he's still having them. I don't know. I don't know. I just had another little one, and I don't know what to do. I can't keep taking him to the vet, and they don't really
do much.
Yeah, they just kind of watch him, and then like anyways, he's got to wait for his. He's got to take some more medication here in like an hour. So you want to go saw a comet? So you're ready to go to outer space? What's happening?
It's not a comet.
What is it? Is it?
It's the Great Convergence.
Oh, not a comet. Is it Cupid? Is it Dasher?
You know
what
that sound was, by the way?
Your new bell?
My new freaking bell.
Let me hear it again.
It's a beaut. Look at this thing.
Yeah, no, I know. I bought it.
My mom was like, that's fancy. Where'd you get that? I really like it. And I was like, well.
How's the sound of it, though? Because you're very particular about
honestly,
the sound.
It's really nice. I feel like it's like an upgrade from a normal desk bell.
Okay, so by the way.
Doesn't that sound nice?
I get Brandy a Christmas gift. It's wrapped in a package. It says Merry Christmas. So you know it's a Christmas gift. And yet you opened it a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you should have had it arrive on the 24th if you wanted me to wait until Christmas.
That's not how shipping presents works in this country.
Or you should have said, hey, got you a gift. Don't open it until Christmas.
I thought that was implied when it said, nah. Brandi, Merry Christmas. Also, if you're getting a gift at the end of December, you have to know it's a Christmas gift.
Nah.
Are all your friends sending you gifts and you're just opening them? Like, you gotta fuck it.
I don't do gifts. Remember, we had this conversation last week. You said, I didn't get you anything. And I said, great, me neither. I'm so happy. I hate gifts.
Am I the best friend you have?
Yeah, I think so. If we're putting value on friendship in terms of gifts, yeah.
Yes, that's what we're doing. That's how you know who your real friends are, if they get you anything.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't wait to see what you got me. I'm really excited.
Oh, you're going to be waiting a while. It's a nice bell. It has a nice tone.
It does have, it's got some nice bravado to it.
Like, there's something about the other bells. Where is the other one? It's just so shrill. That's the old bell. Oh.
Yeah.
Nails on a chalkboard. This one, so. Nice.
Yeah, that one sounds like, did you ever have to learn, what was it? Was it bells? Were you like literally for like music class, you'd like ring bells?
Yeah. Like real life jingle bells.
Yeah, but they were big ones and they like had notes and you'd play like Christmas music a lot.
Yeah, we did that.
And you had to wear white gloves. Did you have that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I don't even know what that's
called. I did that and I played the recorder like a nerd.
Yeah, everyone played the recorder.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised you don't see like some big shot artist fucking whip out the recorder more often on stage.
Are you really? Really?
I want to see Miley Cyrus rip out the recorder and throw down some hot cross buns fucking at the VMAs.
Never going to happen.
Why not? That's a story right there.
She is way too rock and roll to be whipping out a recorder.
Pop icon Cyrus Miley whips out recorder at VMAs and blows the crowd away.
Does she?
Maybe. All right, Brandi, I mean, let's just be honest. This year's been tough for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. One of the things that I've found when you're going through tough times is to talk to somebody about the issues that you're having, work through the problems. And that's why I'm super pumped that we're partnering up with BetterHelp. This is something that everyone can benefit from.
This is the best time, you know, to be talking about this stuff because the holidays can be hard for people, especially this year. I think a lot of us are separated from loved ones and it can be a hard time. So if you guys haven't heard of BetterHelp, you got to check this out. You can get matched with your own licensed professional therapist and connect with them online so you can feel comfortable and safe in your own home, but still get the quality that you're looking for from a therapist that's licensed and professional. It's super convenient and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. So it's super quick turnaround. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling.
Yeah, you can send a message to your counselor anytime. It's more affordable than traditional online counseling and financial aid is actually available. Licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, and so much more. We want you guys to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, if you want to do this, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/favorite thing. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com, and then /favorite thing.
All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep, they're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH. .com promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details. We got to go back to the Great Convergence real quick.
Oh yeah, sorry. So yeah, so Saturn's aligned with Jupiter. It's
you do know.
Oh, I was making it up. And Mercury's rising and all the moons are in my southern hemispheres.
I don't know about the moons, but I do know that Jupiter and Saturn have converged in the sky. They've been very close in the sky for the past like week or something, but tonight was the night that they pretty much overlap each other. It's the closest they'll get, and it's the closest they've been since the 1600s, which is sick as hell.
Oh, cool. The last and time there was a plague.
Oh, yeah, actually. We have a telescope down at Miley's, and so you can see Rye just – he has the sharpest eyes. I just don't understand. Like, I could only see one of the planets, and he comes down there, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, the other one's right beside it. And I couldn't see it at all with the naked eye. But then once you whip out the telescope, then you can see them, and you can also see, like, four of Jupiter's moons. It's pretty sickening.
Mm.
And then you got Mars shining behind you, like, super red, which is really cool. But I guess it's also, this is like the winter solstice and it's like a lot of things tonight. Also, there's like a meteor shower. It's like a pretty sick night to be looking at the sky wells.
All right.
Well. Too bad you live in LA where you can't see shit.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn on TV and just watch The Bachelor.
Oh, you are everything that's wrong with this country.
Oh. I am one of the good things. I'm sending gifts for Christmas, unlike some people on this podcast.
I do love it.
You want to start her up?
Oh, yeah. We probably should start the show.
Go for it.
Bros and hoes, you're listening to a very Merry Christmas episode of Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Pelo año atalicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. You know what that song needs?
Recorder?
Yep. Yep. That's what it needs.
I really don't think it does.
Just so the YFTers know out there, we're recording this Monday night. We've only been able to see the Monday night episode.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just so I know, I didn't finish the episode. Did she let Ben back in or what? What's going on there?
They leave it on a good old cliffhanger. Should we just get into it?
Let's get into the batch, dude.
She was pretty devastated about Brendan bailing.
I know. Okay, so I've done some deep digging into Brendan, okay?
Okay.
We looked it up, and if you go back on his Insta, like, he's an actor.
Oh.
Like, there
well,
is...
I believe it, because Brendan on TV that I'm seeing and Brendan on Instagram are two very different people.
There's a bunch of pictures of him, like, on set, and it's like, hashtag movie life, hashtag actor, and you're like, what? Were you ever even a fucking roofer, bro? Were you?
Probably not.
Because as someone who was in the Roofing Federation, in the Amalgamated Order of Roofers, I wasn't in that, but I was a roofer in high school. I am offended if this guy was just putting on an act. It was all airs.
Well, he was probably like you. He probably like 16 and probably needed to make a little extra cash and did it in high school and slapped it on his occupation profile for The Bachelor to make it look good.
Yeah, but when I was on The Bachelor, I was what I was. I was a radio DJ. I wasn't what I was in high school, which is, you know, bad boy at a golf course, which I was.
Yeah. You know how they are, though. They like to put on there what sounds nice.
I guess, but.
But I definitely, like, from what I was seeing on TV, it seems like Tayshia, I really think she thought she was going to pick him in the end.
Yeah, she was all about it.
And then, he's all leaving and telling her he's not in it. You know, his heart's not whole. It's just it's not there. And she's devastated. Like, I think she was kind of tripping, thinking, shit, I was going to pick him. Now what the frick do I do?
Totally. She was like, I love turtlenecks. If anyone knows Tayshia, you know I have a love for turtlenecks and roofers. And then it was done. I mean, it was a great pitch of like, I'm not whole yet, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good way to get out of there.
Yeah.
And she was right when she was talking to Rachel, but she was just like, I'm just glad he did it now. He didn't do it later. I've been really pissed off. She's like, yeah, for sure.
For sure. Speaking of Rachel, I've never seen her look better. She looks awesome. She looked so pretty on TV.
Yeah.
She's thriving.
Okay. Couple things. Loved how Polly was at the date. So it starts off with Tayshia and Ivan doing like the longest kiss thing.
Super cute. Love Ivan.
By the way,
Ivan's kind of jacked. Like, Ivan looks like he goes to the gym.
For sure.
He's a jack of all trades. Aeronautical engineer, super sensitive guy, super into family, also hits the gym and has a great bod.
Yeah.
And has great style. Ivan's slaying.
Yeah. Brother, definitely suspect, which makes him even more cool.
I liked him.
I used to have to do ice baths when I played rugby in college. I think the longest I ever was in one for was 3.5 minutes. And I was like, fuck this noise. I'm out of here. I can't even imagine trying to kiss somebody. I'd have jumped in and been like, okay, got it. Later.
Gotta go.
Don't care. This is stupid. But good for them. Chris was doing the announcer thing and they brought in Polly. Everyone's going to be like, who is this person? So
yeah, I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, it's only cool for people who have ever been on the show. Polly is like the director for rose ceremonies. Okay? His name's Big Polly. He's like in charge of the whole thing. Everyone loves him. Anytime you see Big Polly, your day just gets a little bit better. And I was like, yeah, Polly made it. So anyways, that made me really excited. They go to the fantasy suite and they said they stayed up all night and fucking watched the sunrise. Did it seem like a little friend zone-y to you?
I mean, I've always kind of thought that relationship seems a little friend zone-y.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, that was cool. The idea of bringing the Airstream in there. I like that.
Uh-huh.
I like
loved that.
That.
Very cool.
So then you got Zach. She obviously likes Zach. I mean, and then they put all the paint on them and then they turned into Violet. You're turning violet. That's a cute date. I mean, it was just a lot of like them squeezing fucking paint all over themselves, yeah. Which is great. I do think that they went to pound town. Someone goes, boop, boop, boop.
Oh boy.
Don't you think?
For sure.
Like, I don't.
She told Zach she was falling in love with him.
No, she's breaking all the rules.
That's a big deal.
Breaking all the rules. I don't think that they did the sex, that Ivan and Tayshia did the sex, but I do think that
you
Zach.
You don't?
I don't. I think they stayed outside.
No sex?
I don't think so. I think they stayed outside and watched the sunrise.
You don't think Ivan was like, what the fuck? I'm trying to get some sex.
Probably. And then he probably was like, ooh, this is not good.
Hmm.
You know? Ooh. Hmm. Uh-oh.
Then you got Brendan, who up and bails.
I mean, they brought Neil Lane. I was glad to see that Neil Lane like got some screen time. It's just like always like just a couple clips. But Neil Lane was like just running that day. And I love that it was just like, let's get as many shots of Brendan freaking the fuck out as we can possibly get right now. All right, zoom in on him. You see that bead of sweat? Zoom in on that bead of sweat. All right, awkward sentence. All right, zoom in a little bit more and see him freak out. It was the best. Yeah, and then he bailed and then it was like, whatever. And now Ben's back. So, you know.
Now Ben's back.
You knew Ben was coming back.
I just don't get the... but I don't really get the Ben thing.
Yeah, sure, there's big neck holes in him. You know, who doesn't love that?
He just seems like very unsure of himself in all shapes and forms and fashions.
Yeah, there's a little bit of me that's like, I think you need to work on yourself, Ben, before you're ready for this. And I mean that in like the most caring way. You've been through a lot. I know what this experience is like. It's taxing. It's tough. You feel a lot of things because you're basically just doing therapy for 24 hours a day. You're just sitting in that chair talking about your feelings. I think that like Ben just needs to take a beat, figure some things out, then come back. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think she likes him a lot. I think that, you know, she gets a little tingle for him.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she thinks he's super hot. I mean, he is jacked. I'll give him that. Well, all this is moot points because by the time this episode comes out, the finale's over and
yeah,
we know and everyone's moved on. So,
do you have any theories, conspiracies?
She might let Ben come back in and be in the final two, but I really just don't see her picking him. I just don't think he's enough of a sure thing. He's just too squirrely. So I could see Brendan went home. So I could see her bringing Ben back and having Ben and Zach be bottom two. But I think Ben's too squirrely, and I think she goes with Zach.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see.
Time will tell. Just overall thoughts on this season. Love, hate, indifferent, thankful that it was here during the COVID times. What are your thoughts?
I guess indifferent. I mean, I am like a little thankful I had something to watch during COVID times, you know?
Yeah.
But it was weird. It was like it started out, you know, really mediocre with Claire, and then you bring Tayshia in and it's like one episode of excitement, but then it kind of went back down to being a little mediocre for me. And now at the end, like with Brendan bailing and Ben coming back, and it's just all too something. I feel like she's not that into anyone, and like now seeing that she was the most into Brendan, like I didn't even think like that relationship was that great. And so I just don't really picture, I don't know, anything being like super like fairy tale-ish love that like Bachelor Nation loves, you know.
Hey, listen, it was tough. She had an accelerated shoot schedule.
I know.
I feel bad for
it. All
her.
Happened really fast.
Yeah, I feel bad for her. It was good. It was good TV. I gotta tell you, man, I'm still so very angry at Claire because she was living up to the hype of just bonkers lady, and I loved it. I loved everything about it. And then they
so
brought in.
You wish she had had a full season, is what you're saying.
I joke with Chris a lot about this when we ask, like, you know, who would be a good bachelor, who would be a good bachelorette. And he will never say me. And I'll always be like, Chris, what the fuck? I'm in the room, dude. Like, why wouldn't I be a good dad? And he will be like, dude, you're too normal. It would be such a boring season. You're too normal. You're too level-headed. You'd make the right decisions. You'd probably push back on us when we wanted you to do weird shit. You're too normal. This is what I think happened. Claire was perfect, and Tayshia was too normal. That's what I think happened.
Yeah, Tayshia's super normal.
Yeah, very relatable, cool. Really yeah. Level-headed. And you're like, come on, make a bad decision. Come on, do it. Anyways, all right, enough Bachelor talk?
I think so.
All right, let's get into it. The stress of just being alive these days is enough to just cripple every person in this freaking world that we're living in, and I'm telling you, I'm starting to feel it. I'm feeling it in my neck. I'm feeling it in my back, behind my shoulder blades, feeling it in my lower back, and that's why I'm so thankful that I got myself a Theragun and my Theragun Mini for travel times.
You know how much I love my Theragun. Don't even think for one second that my mom did not walk in this house when she arrived, and the first thing she asked for is, can I use your Theragun? And when I said yes, I knew I would regret it, because then she came upstairs and she said, I know we said no gifts this year, but you could just give me your Theragun and call it even. She loved it.
Yeah, it's a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. And now it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush.
Try Theragun risk-free for 30 days. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4 with an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power you need, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/YFT right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today.
That's Theragun.com/YFT. Theragun.com/YFT. Best gift ever.
Seriously, especially for yourself. All right, guys. I've talked about it before. I've been taking these Nutrafol vitamins now for, I think I'm on like month 3. I'm not going to lie. My hair has never looked better. It really, somebody just asked me the other day how I get my hair to be so shiny, and I didn't really think about it, but the only different thing I've been doing is taking these vitamins. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair, so you're not alone. This happens to all of us. It's the one thing I got from my mom that's a bummer is that thin hair. Totally got it. Nutrafol offers 2 targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time, and you'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in like 3 to 6 months when you take these vitamins consistently. In a clinical study, 86% of women actually reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair.
Yep, you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code YFT. And new customers will get 20% off. This is their best offer available anywhere.
Plus, you'll get free shipping on every single order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. And the promo code is YFT.
You got some fave things, bro.
Bro, we finished the Manhunt Deadly Games.
Oh, season. Did you like
Have you watched all of it?
No, I only watched that first episode.
We cruised through it. Rye really loved it. I think he needs to go back and watch the Unabomber series or season if he liked this one. For some reason, it's weird because Unabomber was first. Because these were all real events, people. And for some reason, I really vividly remember the Unabomber stuff as a kid. Like, I remember that happening and being a thing. But for some reason, all of this stuff is, like, kind of a blip. Like, I remember there being a bombing at the Olympics, but I didn't really, like, I wasn't aware of anything further than that, really. You know what I mean? The Olympics got bombed, but then I never really heard about them framing this guy and then this other guy bombing other places and then the chase in the forest. Like, I just had no idea. So it was very eye-opening and just very fascinating. That guy is freaking crazy. He's nuts. I don't want to ruin anything for you. The guy is insane. I mean, basically, he thinks he's God. Like, it is nuts. And just really fascinating, I think, to see, like, a lot of it, like, in the second half of the series is set in the wilderness of North Carolina and just, like, how remote that is and, like, a tiny little town and everything. And just, I think, seeing the way people lived back then and probably even still now in places like that is fascinating. But, yeah, it's just so crazy. I feel like Ted Kaczynski is such a household name. And this guy's name, like, Eric Rudolph, like, is his name as iconic to you as Ted Kaczynski?
No.
Me neither. It's just so crazy. But, like, he did some crazy shit. I don't know. You got to watch.
If Rye really liked that, you should make him watch Richard Jewell because that's what it's all about.
Is this another show you said?
Dude, it like won a bunch of Oscars. It's a movie.
Oh, the movie. Okay.
Yeah. It's about the Richard Jewell is the guy who discovered the bomb. Yeah. Like no one was believing.
That's the guy they frame.
No, I know.
Yeah. So does that just dive more into like his side of things?
Just you should watch it too. It's so well done. It's really, okay. Really good.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, I feel so bad for that freaking guy. I mean, I don't want to run it for you. But, like, man, like, it's just so crazy. Like, he was a hero. Like, he did a very heroic thing. And, man, he just, like, for a few years, like, his life was just ruined because the FBI decided to peg it on him. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. I'm continuing with my Christmas movies. We went back in the stacks. Pulled one from the racks.
How far back? We talking?
2008.
Not that far.
Not that far. four Christmases. Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
You seen it?
I think I've seen that once, but I don't remember loving it. Was it great?
It's pretty good.
Oh, maybe I should give it another shot.
It's a good Christmas movie. Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn, they're in a very happy, loving relationship. They're not married yet. They can't stand their families. So for Christmas every year, they go to like the Bahamas or whatever. They go travel.
Oh, sounds great.
And they tell their family like, oh yeah, we're going to go help build orphanages in Nicaragua, or we're going to go make some running water for, you know, in the Sudan or something. So they tell their families that they're doing all these good things. But really, they're just like going to go sit in the Maldives and freaking drink pina coladas. So they're going to do that exact thing. All the flights out of San Francisco are socked in and canceled. So they're at the ticket counter. They're like, please, can we get there? And all of a sudden, you know, like a news camera team comes up and they're like, mister, where were you going? What were you trying to do? And so all of a sudden they're on the news. And so their family knows that like they're not in Nicaragua saving the children. So they have to go spend time with their families. And then you meet their families and they're just nightmare people. And Robert Duvall is Vince Vaughn's father.
Love him.
John Voight is Reese Witherspoon's father. John Favreau is Vince Vaughn's brother. Mary Steenburgen is Reese Witherspoon's mother. Tim McGraw's Vince Vaughn's brother. Christian Chenoweth's in it. The cast is stacked, bro. Anyways, feel good Christmas movie with like heavy hitters now, but in 2008 they were on the come up.
Right. Got it. You know, my favorite Christmas rom-com is The Family Stone.
Yeah, we talked about that last year, and it is one of my favorites too, until they start pitching it to people and making them watch it, and they're like, this is a fucked up movie. The brother fucks the brother's soon-to-be fiance? Like,
it's,
and now
freaking
they're
hilarious.
Married, and then the mom dies of cancer? It's like, ugh!
I mean, the mom dying is sad, but the rest of it's pretty iconic. I mean, I bet this happens more often than you'd think.
I mean, yeah, because we live in a fucked up world, but
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you.
Sure.
I do like The Family Stone.
Love Rachel McAdams. Love Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, just so good.
And Claire Danes comes in there and just saves the day.
Stacked cast. Stacked.
You got
Who
Luke.
Who plays the mom? What's her name?
Diane Keaton.
Thank you. Yes. And what's the hot guy's name? My mom and I always get two guys confused.
Luke Wilson?
No, the other one.
Here it is, by the way. So if people don't know what we're talking about, let me just do this. An uptight conservative businesswoman accompanies her boyfriend to his eccentric and outgoing family's annual Christmas celebration and finds that she's a fish out of water in their free-spirited way of life. So the uptight businesswoman is played by none other than Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm. So who plays her fiance?
Dermot Mulroney. Yes.
Hot.
Diane Keaton plays the mom. Rachel McAdams plays the like hipster, angry sister. Craig T. Nelson from Coach is the dad.
Yep.
Luke Wilson's the stoner pothead professor. Paul Schneider is in it. He was in like Parks and Rec.
It reminds me of not a Christmas movie, I don't think.
Describe it to me and I'll tell you.
It's like there's like a death in the family and all the adult family members come home and under one roof.
Yeah, they sit Shiva. This is where I leave you.
Yes. Great movie.
Yeah, that is a good movie. And I agree. Great. It's very similar to that. I got a bone to pick.
Okay.
To the guys that ride crotch rockets, souped up motorcycles, stop fucking meeting up at gas stations and like hanging out there for like hours on end. What the fuck are you guys talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, this happens a lot in Franklin, Tennessee.
No, for sure. It happens a lot in Studio City, Los Angeles. Like, all these fucking dudes are just, they don't even do anything. They don't talk about like their bikes. They just sit around like, here we are. Number one, you're dorks. Number two, you have a motorcycle. Go ride it. That's the fun thing about a motorcycle is you get to ride it on the roads, not hanging out at a gas station. That's the last place I want to be.
And I think they think they just look cool as fuck.
Yeah. Do you think that like any woman's ever been like, oh shit, look at all those fucking crotch rockets and all those dudes hanging out at a gas station. Pull over so I can get their number and fuck one of them. Never in the history of women No woman's ever been like, that's what I want to do. I'm going to hang out with that guy on a Kawasaki. Never happened.
A Kawasaki.
And then, like, what do you tell, like, your, like, so, let's say you are one of those guys and you're married and you're like, your wife's like, what are you doing today? He's like, oh, man, I'm going to drive down to the fucking Chevron. And I'm going to see everybody and hang out and buy some beef jerky and a big gulp. Sit there and put out the vibe. It's just the weirdest thing. I just find it. Humans are so weird. And you know what? Here's the thing. I bet you if I was in that world, I'd do that shit too. So, like, really, no offense. Please don't be offended. But, like, when you see it on the road, you're like, funny. Get out of here. Go do something. And ride the motorcycle.
Have you watched Flight Attendant?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, Wells, you're killing me.
Listen, here's my problem, guys. If anyone works for Roku, can you tell the folks at Roku to sign a deal with HBO Max so I can watch things from HBO Max on my Roku?
Why do you have a Roku and not an Apple TV?
Because the Apple TVs that we had were too old and they wouldn't get us Disney Plus. So then we got Rokus and now they don't got HBO fucking Max.
Huh.
Can't win.
I really feel like you need HBO Max.
I know. I mean, I've got it on my iPad.
Okay, well, Flight Attendant is so good.
Yeah.
I have not watched the finale. I know that just came out, I think, last week. But I think it's the last episode I have left. It's so freaking good. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like we're very close. I'm very close to the end of the season. And, like, nothing's very resolved. So I feel like they're probably going to leave it very open-ended because they have to do a season two. I feel like the show's been a big hit. I've been seeing a lot of people talk about it. So you got Kaylee Cuoco, who's absolutely nuts, and we're figuring out that she's, like, she gets more nuts every episode. Like, she keeps having these flashbacks of when she was a small child, and her dad just gave her liquor, which is why she's now an alcoholic. And you're, like, seeing these scenes where, like, she remembers things from her childhood one way, but, like, they actually happened a totally different way. Mikhail Hausman dies in episode one.
Oh, my God. It's Ryan Phillippe all over again.
Exactly. The only difference is that Mikhail Hausman is actually in every episode. He's dead, but he, like, talks to her all the time. So he's actually in the show, which is great. And he's brilliant. I love his character and the way they've written him into this. But so, you know, the whole thing is episode one, she wakes, you know, they have sex and, like, she wakes up the next morning and he's dead in the bed next to her. And she can't remember anything because she was so drunk.
Yeah.
So you're thinking.
Been there.
You're thinking, all right. She's not remembering anything correctly from childhood. Maybe she doesn't remember that correctly. And maybe she did freaking kill him, except for the fact that you've got this other crazy Miranda woman who's a complete psychopath and is killing people left and right. Like, it just ain't no thing. And she's been, you know, suspect one this whole time. So it's like, who freaking did it? Psycho Miranda or psycho Kaylee Cuoco? I don't know.
Damn.
Also, there's this side story going on with Kaylee Cuoco's, like, quote unquote, best friend. That's her flight attendant friend that works with her. And her husband, I'm still not really sure what he does. I think I missed that somewhere. But she is in cahoots with some, like, I don't know if it was a Korean, somebody from when they were in Korea. I don't know. It was something crazy. She's in cahoots with somebody. She's, like, passing information from her husband's job to these, like, foreign people. And I don't know how that plays into it, but I think it does somehow. It's really good. You got to watch.
All right. I'm into it. I watched a great Christmas movie last night.
Do tell.
Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey.
Never heard.
Well, that's because I don't know what you're doing with your life, but it's the new Netflix movie / musical starring none other than Academy Award winner Forest Whitaker.
Oh.
Co-starring none other than the guy that was on Key and Peele, Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh.
Here's the tag. An imaginary world comes to life in a holiday tale of an eccentric toy maker, his adventurous granddaughter, and a magical invention that has the power to change their lives forever. Forrest Whitaker is a young toy maker, all right? He's badass. He's making some great shit. And Keegan-Michael Key is his apprentice. And he's also a good toy maker, but he's, like, not quite as good as Forrest Whitaker. And then what happens is that Keegan-Michael Key steals his book of inventions and, like, one of his greatest inventions and, like, becomes rich and famous and beloved and the best toy maker in the past 28 years. And Forrest Whitaker's character, Jeronicus, kind of, like, falls from grace, becomes weird and eccentric and, like, a shut-in and stuff. And it's all about like their his journey back to the top, and his granddaughter comes to visit him and is also like a great inventor. And it's so cute. It's so good. And here's the other thing. Great music, great choreography. It's like a really good Broadway production filmed. It's really wonderful. And I got to say, you should go watch it.
That does sound really good.
Yeah, it's cute. Check it out. Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey.
Jingle Jangle.
Jingle Jangle.
Well, I have been watching. I'll tell you what I've been doing. It's like a blessing and a curse that I finally have found some shows that Ryan and I like to watch together, right? Like he loves Flight Attendant and he loved Manhunt. But now it's like if he doesn't want to watch TV, I can't watch without him. It's very frustrating.
Oh, I know.
So I had to find something that I could watch without him to like fill the time while he's outside doing whatever he does before he can come in and watch the other shows. So I started a show, a Netflix series. It's called Tiny Pretty Things. Have you seen that at all?
It's the dancing one.
Yeah, about the ballet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. Obviously, Sarah is very interested in it. And it's one of those where I was like, hey, this is going to be for you to watch when I'm not around because I don't care.
Yeah, it's not, I think it's definitely more of a girls' show. It's not the greatest thing I've ever seen, but like it's good. It's really good for like multitasking when you're like doing stuff on your phone or computer and you need something to watch in the background. Premise is, I'll read you the little tagline. It says, after an attack brings down the star student at a ballet school, her replacement enters a world of lies, betrayal, and cutthroat competition. Tiny Pretty Things. I don't think there's any like big names in the cast at all. I think it's bunch of newcomers, but the lead girl, her name is Kylie Jefferson. She's awesome. So basically it's, I think it's high school age students that go to this ballet school in Chicago, but it's like a boarding school. Like they live there and everything. And it reminds me so much of Pretty Little Liars, where it's like episode one starts off with a bang where like someone dies and it's like a, who, what happened, you know, like one of the young girls or whatever. Very first scene is her like falling off the roof or something crazy. And so she was part of the ballet company, I guess you call it. And so they have to replace her. So they replace her with this girl, Kylie's character. It's good. I like really enjoy watching the dancing part of it, and the dancing part of it's really good. And then the rest of it is like your classic like Pretty Little Liars style like teen drama, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So that's why it's kind of like it's not the best thing ever, but it's good. And if you liked Pretty Little Liars, I feel like you would love this.
I want you to keep watching it and let me know if a boy would like it.
Okay, so far I feel like no, but I'm only on episode 3, so I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, no, but if it starts getting like real crazy and like kind of sexy, wait, they're in high school?
They are, but it's Netflix, and so it's, like, edgier than you would think, I think. Like, they do show quite a few, like, sex scenes and stuff, so.
All right, so, if, you know, if it's like, I didn't hate Gossip Girl. I'm not going to lie about that, you know? You know, like, no judgment here. Yeah. So if it's like that, you know, I can be into it.
Okay.
And also, ballerinas are hot. Great. Yeah. They have great bodies, so.
Yeah.
Misty Copeland?
Keep you posted.
Misty Copeland. Okay. Oh, Black Swan had two of my tops, Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah, Mila Kunis, you're right. That was a great movie.
Dude, so if it's like that, tell your boy.
It's not quite that cool and dark, but it's like the teen version.
All right. Brandi, listen, I know you didn't get me a Christmas gift, even though I got you that beautiful bell for Christmas. So I have a Christmas gift request.
Okay, what is it?
Send me some Boozy Bites, sis.
Great idea, actually.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for the perfect gift to send your friends and family this year, may I suggest Boozy Bites? They are Jello shots, but they are vegan Jello shots. So that means they're not made with horse hooves. No, it's made with seaweed. They come in these cute little like champagne glasses that you pop the bottom of it. They pop right up, like kind of like push pops. They're absolutely delicious. And let me tell you something, kids, 15% alcohol. These Boozy Bites are living up to their name.
They really are the best. I love the rosé flavor and the Moscow Mule flavor. Those are my faves. But they've also added a new candy cane flavor, which is amazing and perfect for the holidays. For a limited time, they're even including super cute wine charms with every holiday box order. Truly the best gifts for those hard-to-buy people on your list, I'm telling you.
The best thing is that you can ship these directly to yourself or someone else, and they stay good for 30 days without needing to go in the fridge. Just go to BoozyBites.com and enter code FAVORITE to get 15% off your first order.
You won't regret it.
No. Again, BoozyBites.com and enter code FAVORITE, 15% off. I've got a new favorite way to de-stress.
Hit me.
I got a game for you. Solitaire Grand Harvest. Have you heard of it?
Yes, Rye plays this all the time.
Oh, smart man. Solitaire Grand Harvest is a super relaxing treat for the mind, full of fun and challenging levels you can play anywhere, anytime. Play your cards right to advance and earn an hourly bonus based on how many crops you grow. The more you play, the more crops you can harvest and the more bonuses to collect. Spin the bonus wheel and grab even more surprises like free coins, bonus cards, extra harvest, and so much more. It's solitaire like you've never seen. And here's the deal, guys. It's free to play.
Yep. You can also connect your social accounts to see how your friends are progressing in the game and have a little friendly competition while we're all stuck at home. And when you need to take a load off, Solitaire Grand Harvest is a fun way to unwind.
Yeah, whether you're stuck inside or just dreaming of the great outdoors, have a fun farm-style getaway right at your fingertips. Download Solitaire Grand Harvest for free today at the Apple App Store, Google Play, and Amazon. Do it. Like, what else are you doing?
Nothing.
I finally saw Tenet.
And?
I wasn't even stoned or drunk, and I gotta watch it again. I don't know what the fuck I saw. It's confusing as balls. I mean, it's cool because Christopher Nolan makes cool shit, and you're just like, ooh, all right. People that don't know, Christopher Nolan's the guy who did, like, Inception, all the Batman stuff, and he's just, like, good director. Much like Inception, you're just like, it's like a dream in a dream? Is it a dream stream in a dream stream? Me. Dreamer. Okay, so it's like that, but instead of dreaming, it's time travel, but in inverted time. It's so confusing, and I wasn't even stoned, but I did like it, so I'm going to watch it again and just really try to dissect it or, like, Google, like, what the fuck is happening. Here's the tag. Armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the entire world, a protagonist journeys through a twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. Tenet. Fun fact about this, the lead is, he doesn't even have a name. When you look at the cast, his name is Protagonist.
What?
That's crazy. Anyways, it's played by John David Washington. Do you know who that is?
I just feel like I've seen him.
It's Denzel Washington's son.
Oh. Has he been anything? Because he just looks so familiar.
Yeah, he was in something else. Oh, he was in Black Klansman.
Ah.
And he was also in Book of Eli, but his dad was in that. So the other person who's in it and who's really, really good, and it makes me very excited for Batman, is...
Robert Pattinson.
Yes, Robert Pattinson. He's really, really good. You're never sure about him, so you're always like, are you good? Are you bad? I don't really understand.
Where do you watch this? Did you have to buy it?
It was like in theaters and we had to buy for like $20. But you know what? Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Okay.
That's all I've got in terms of like things that I've watched. But there are some things that I want to watch that I want to like preview for the folks out there.
Okay.
Uncle Frank is a movie that everyone's been telling me about that I really want to see. Paul Bettany's the lead in it. Here's the tag. In 1973, when Frank Bledsoe and his 18-year-old niece, Beth, take a road trip from Manhattan to Creekville, South Carolina, for the family patriarch's funeral. They're unexpectedly joined by Frank's lover, Walid. I don't know how to say his name because I haven't seen the movie yet. But anyways, it looks really good. 1970s gay couple, obviously not accepted then, having to go to a funeral, probably having to deal with a bunch of people in South Carolina that aren't going to be accepting of their love, yada, yada, yada. I'm sure it's a coming-of-age story and amazing. Anyways, everyone said that Paul Bettany's great in it. Gotta see it.
Netflix?
Prime. And then everyone's been saying that Chadwick Boseman's most recent film, it's going to come out after he's passed, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, is apparently so amazing, and he's going to win the Oscar for it.
Damn.
So I don't know if you know who Ma Rainey is. She was this like amazing singer, tagged as like the mother of the blues. Ma Rainey's played by Viola Davis, so that's going to be amazing. And then Chadwick Boseman is going to be amazing, and everyone's saying he's going to win the Oscars. So that's also up next on the list.
That sounds good. Yeah, is out or no?
That one is out. Yeah, and that is on Netflix.
Did you ever get into Your Honor or not yet?
Yes, I watched the first episode, so I'm a little bit behind. But did you?
No, I haven't started it yet. That's what we're going to start now that we're done with Manhunt.
Get into it.
My mom and Miley are obsessed.
Yeah. Oh, the last one that I'm excited about. Have you heard of Somebody Feed Phil?
Mm-mm.
It's on Netflix. Phil Rosenthal, he's the guy who came up with, he's the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond. He basically has an Anthony Bourdain show where he travels around like really obscure places in the world and eats really weird stuff. But instead of Anthony Bourdain, like he's not like a chef. He's just like a really, really funny Hollywood writer. Somebody Feed Phil is really, really funny. And if you do like that show, I must say that next week on the Wells Cast, I have Phil Rosenthal on the show, and he's just the most delightful person ever. And
you do?
And I love him so much, and I want
to. Is the Wells Cast like popping?
Wells Cast is popping. Who do we have this week? It's really good. This week I had Aloe Black on.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, he's cool. Who did I have recently? Oh, I had some of the moms from Dance Moms on, which I've definitely talked about. They're so good. Jeez. Oh my God. I love them so much. Oh, I had Stephanie Holman on, who's on Real Housewives of Dallas, who's like the nicest lady. Oh, also I had The Situation and his wife on, and then they sent
you
me a
did?
Yes. And then they sent me all this fucking protein powder. And it's nicest guy in the world. Like we really connected, but I'm like, bro, look at me. Do I look like a guy that has fucking protein? I'm sure he's going to be like, no, you look like a guy who needs protein powder, which would be like, fair enough. I'm like making jokes up for him. But anyway, so yeah, I got some good stuff. Chuck Wicks has been on recently. He's great.
I like Chuck. Yeah.
Megan Hilty, you know, good stuff.
Sickening. I feel like I've actually watched a decent amount of stuff considering my family just got in town. So, you know, they take up a lot of my time and attention. Astra got spayed on Tuesday. That's just been a whole thing.
Oh, man.
Whole thing. She is supposed to wear this cone for 2 weeks, and we're just at 1 week as of tomorrow, and I don't think 2 weeks and the cone's happening.
Yeah.
She hates it.
I'm sorry. Anyway,
babysitting her, played some Yahtzee with Tish last night, taught her how to play. She got a freaking Yahtzee on her very first roll of ever playing the game. What the hell kind of luck is that?
I saw that. I also saw that Rye gets stoned with her. Is that a thing?
Oh, it's a thing. Because, like, Rye does smoke, but, like, I don't. And I think, I mean, I don't know because I don't smoke weed, but I think for a lot of people, it's one of those things you like to do with someone else. Like,
yeah.
I tell Rye, I'm like, you can smoke weed if you want. And he's like, well, no, I don't want you to smoke it with. And I'm like, oh, okay, fair. So I think he's super pumped that Tish is here downstairs in the basement because now he has a smoking buddy.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. Here's my question on it. Like, I don't think weed's legal in South Africa.
It's not.
So, like, does his family see that? And they're like, Brandy's taking her Hollywood ways and turning our boy into a druggie.
His mom is, like, super cool. Like, she is, besides my mom, she's honestly the coolest mom I've ever met. Like,
really?
She's just so chill. Yeah, she's awesome.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. I cannot wait to get your gift in the mail and put it underneath the tree.
Yeah. You are just going to be so, so thrilled.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wish the family Merry Christmas for me.
And, will do.
You know,
speaking of getting stoned, we really need to have you on an episode of Sorry We're Stoned.
I'd love it.
Are you going to get stoned with Tish?
I don't know. I get real weird.
Oh, good.
It might be really funny, but I don't know. It's also a thing that, like, I need to... Maybe, actually, I should do it from here because I'll feel more comfortable. Like, I don't know if I can come over to, like, the Toluca Lake House and be like, can't leave.
Well, Tish is here for a while, so we'll do it virtual.
All right, I'll eat some edibles and fucking get weird with you guys.
Perfect. I'm going to book you.
All right. Well, Feliz Navidad, Brandi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love ya. Love you, YFTers out there.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
See you guys. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
It.
Yeah. It's a good song.
It is.
You gotta give it to.
It's catchy.
Jose Feliciano.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.